Hi, this is Parhesian coming to you with the ATS member podcast. Last night I had a strange dream. It's a recurring dream, one I've been having off and on for a couple of years now. The beginning and the end are pretty much always the same, but the middle has changed around from time to time, adding new things and being completely different sometimes. But this particular dream I've had the exact same in its entirety. This is what happened last night. Me and a friend were sitting in a huge movie theater with extremely sloped seats. Like most theaters these days, while we were waiting for the movie to start, we were listening to the radio in the theater, and the lights were on, but they were pretty dim. The theater was pretty packed, almost solid. There were very few seats left. It was a very big theater, and all of a sudden, the lights went out, and there was a lot of banging and noise. And, you know, the murmur of people who are wondering what's going on. All of a sudden, someone screamed,
"The aliens are here! They've come!"
And you could hear something rushing into the theater from below, like it was coming in rather than going out. You could hear the doors banging, and you could hear rustling and scuffling down below. Suddenly everyone panicked after they heard somebody scream that, and they started screaming and scrambling to get out of the theater. We were sitting in the back row behind which there was like a kind of platform leading to emergency exits. We hopped over the back of our seats, beating the rush to the exits at the top, and we scrambled through them. The exits were dark, too, and we kind of felt our way through and climbed up them. It seemed that the power was completely out because there were no emergency lights, you know, the really dim kind that are backup lights when the power goes out. We felt our way through, and we climbed up to the top, and after a few flights of stairs, we came to another door, which we opened, and we were greeted by a really, really inky black light, because it seemed that the power just hadn't gone out in our theater, but had gone out all over the town. We held hands, and we felt our way around the top of the building. We didn't really know what we were doing or where we were going. And then suddenly, above, you know, the sounds of the screams and cries from below, down on the street, we heard a really weird sound. It was kind of like a whoosh. But we couldn't feel any kind of effects or anything going by, no wind, no nothing. Then a really, really bright light came on, kind of a couple feet above us. It was really bright, like white bright, the kind where you cover your eyes because you can't see. And then I remember having a really fuzzy feeling in my body, and I struggled to move out of the way of this bright light, but I couldn't move. My body was going numb. You know that feeling when you've been sitting on your leg too long and the blood doesn't flow to it anymore, so it goes numb. And that's what my body was doing. I was feeling lazy, and my mind was feeling fuzzy and gray, kind of like the static on a television before your eyes, kind of like sparks popping, almost like before you faint, and then everything went black. The next time I woke up, I was on a cold, hard floor in a long corridor. I looked around and everything seemed to be made out of solid black marble. Really smooth. It was perfectly smooth and very, very cold. There was light emanating from the tops and the bottoms of the wall. Kind of, it seemed as though it was coming through the cracks at the top and the bottom. But when you looked, there were no cracks to be seen. I turned to my left and I began walking, and I, you know, wondering where I was. I had no idea. I walked for a long time, it seemed, and I walked and I walked, and I had bare feet at the time, and that's all I remember hearing is my bare feet smacking on the cold, hard floor the whole time, when suddenly the light changed. It was now as though, you know how it is on a clear night when there's a full moon. I looked back, and the light from the tops and the bottom of the walls was gone. I searched around for the source of this new light, but there was none, and it just seemed to be there. And, it seemed like it was emanating from every bit of the wall, with no one source. So I continued walking, and then saw up ahead that the walls had changed, and there was still the same smooth black, but there were shelves on the right side. I hurried up, and I got to them quickly, and I looked, and there were 9 shelves, each lower set than the next. Above each of these shelves, there was a perfect replica of each of the 9 planets in our solar system, and they were all accompanied by all their moons. It was really a stunning sight seeing them suspended there, orbiting as they would, brilliantly vivid and small. They were tiny compared to how enormous they really would be. And in the dream, I just sat there totally absorbed in looking at them. And then Pluto dropped from its space. It wasn't suspended anymore, and it landed on the shelf below it. And then Neptune did that, and all of the worlds started falling, and one by one they started rolling off their shelves to shatter on the cold, rock-hard floor. When it came to Earth, I moved to try and catch it to stop it from shattering, but it was too heavy and I couldn't stop it. And like the rest, it hit the floor, and as it hit the floor and shattered into millions of pieces, all the walls around me disappeared, and I watched the Earth blow to pieces and die while I was floating in space. That's the dream. I don't know what it means. If it means anything, it probably doesn't. But at the same time, I think it's really interesting because I've been having the dream for, like I said, several years. And the beginning in the theater, that's how it always begins. And it always ends with the worlds falling from their shelves and shattering and the Earth being destroyed. And I also think it's kind of weird because, in some of the dreams, the presence of aliens is far more than they are. They're present more than they are in the version that I just described to you, because I don't see them in this dream, but in other dreams I have seen them. And I find that kind of weird because I haven't been interested in aliens in quite a long time. I don't read about them anymore. I don't think about them, and they're not really a big concern of mine. And they haven't been a concern of mine since this dream started coming to me. So I just find that kind of odd. But it's an interesting dream nonetheless, and I thought I'd share it with you all.